Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues day by day. It is my sincere prayer that you are blessed by, challenged by, encouraged, and challenged in a way that will cause you to respond biblically with the broadcast each day. That's the goal. Is to educate, to inform, to inspire, and to challenge as believers, as conservatives, to do that which is honoring to God in our lives. As we face the issues each day, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And ladies and gentlemen, I urge you each day on this broadcast to be challenged by the truth, informed by the truth. It was Jesus in John 14:6 that said, "I am truth." And then Jesus says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And so we share this broadcast with you each day. We do so from the resources of truth, the truth of the Word of God, the truth of what's taking place in our nation and around the globe, the truth of what we ought to do as believers. Today we'll be talking about, in question form, are we killing our elderly? That's what I said. Are we killing our elderly? Is it something that is just happening, or is it perhaps a macabre rationale and intention behind it? Are we killing our elderly? The Bible is very, very clear that we're to honor our parents. Honor means to show respect, dignity, to be responsible and care for our parents. That's talking about parents, grandparents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But contrary-wise, we're not doing that, especially today, under the fog of COVID-19, under the shroud of COVID-19, I believe we're killing our seniors. I believe there's a motive behind it. I believe it goes back to the eugenics of Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Tedros of World Health Organization, Dr. Birx, and the other emperors in white jackets that's supposed to cause us to bow in obedience to whatever they say. Notwithstanding, they may have motives of eliminating, as Bill Gates says, we need to eliminate 1 billion people on the face of the globe. He says we have about 1 billion people too many. Is it possible that what we're seeing with the continued lockdowns, the continued fright and hysteria, the continued death rates, especially in the elderly, is it possible that there's some motive behind it? Some ulterior motive. We're going to talk about that today in this broadcast. And as we do so based on the authority of Scripture, facing the issues with a central biblicist worldview. It was the secularist George Orwell many years ago. In fact, it was in his fiction novel, 1984. He made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." But I challenge us, ladies and gentlemen, especially as Christians, as conservatives, as moral, ethical citizens, that we, as the 15th century church reformer and theologian said, Jan Hus, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I pray that that's what we'll do. Ladies and gentlemen, let me make a special announcement. At the outset of this broadcast today, we want to invite you, all of our listeners, you're invited to enroll, to register for our music theory mini-master. Perhaps you say, what's a mini-master? It's a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday night, 6:30 to 8:30, 2 hours, four nights, about two and a half hours each night, for Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, February the 15th through the 19th. Put it on your calendar, February the 15th through the 19th, Music Theory, Mini-Master. It's sponsored by Conservative Theological University and our church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. If you want to make further inquiry about it, dial 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The registration and the full cost of the Mini-Master, that's full cost for the week, $59. And the purpose is to introduce basic music theory and the appreciation for church music. The Mini-Master will cover things like basic music concepts, tone intervals, scale and basic harmony, the rhythm principles, and it's open to the public. It's open to you, our listener. If you're interested in anything to do with music, learning something about introduction to music theory for hymns and Christian worship music, we're not talking about training for rock and roll, but for Christian worship music, for the introduction to it. This is, by the way, being taught. Some of our college and university students will be participating. It's open to the public. So it's not something that would be called, as I would call it, Mickey Mouse. It's thorough training to introduce you that are interested in music to be involved. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Leave your contact information so someone can get back with you. Get you registered by telephone. You can register the evening, the first evening started the seminar, but it'd be wise to register prior to that so that we make sure that we can handle those that want to participate. So call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. It's the Music Theory Mini-Master. Be the 15th through the 19th of February. We'd love to have you participate and be our guest for that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, as well as the landscape equipment for the professionals, as well as for the homeowners. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark there for your ease in finding Tools for Time. Tools for Time is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole about 165 feet there. Old Glory flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that today we're truly living in the last of the last days. And that's eschatological truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 reminds us that perilous times shall come. And I believe we're in those perilous times today. I believe we're living in that time that will be perilous times. And that is in the third chapter of 2 Timothy. As I was pondering that, I'm thinking it's on chapter 3, not 4. The third chapter of 2 Timothy, perilous times means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult. And the days as we see them today, ladies and gentlemen, filled with confusion and chaos and fear and hysteria. Let me remind you, lest I have forgotten to mention, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Feel free to pick up your telephone and dial that number. Your call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question or comment. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what's happening in society, as Christians, I want us to understand two or three things as a precursor to the introduction to this broadcast today. I want us to understand, as Christians, the Bible says that in John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Ladies and gentlemen, two or three times in the book of John, the Gospel of John, we're told, let not your heart be troubled. And so when we see these things happening, this broadcast is not designed to bring about fright and fear. We have enough of that. This broadcast is designed to give you encouragement and hope and peace and the understanding that regardless of what we see happening, God still holds our future in his hands. We need to understand that as Christians, the world may be in hysteria, the world may be in fear, but as one writer put it very recently, says, be prepared and be calm. And that's my challenge to you today. We're going to talk about some very serious, grave, inhumane, unbiblical, ungodly, unholy things that's taking place in society. But that doesn't mean as Christians we're to be fearful. I believe of most of all people on the face of the globe, Christians need to be knowledgeable and understand what's taking place, to be recognized, to recognize what is happening and where we're going. Remember, it's our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that provides us with the peace that passes all understanding. It's Jesus that provides that peace that the world cannot give us, according to John 14, verse 26. And then that text also, it says, let not your heart be troubled, realizing that he brings the peace and not fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. We need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. So in these days in which we're living in, we should be encouraged to know that we're not alone. We need to be encouraged to recognize and be reminded, as Nehemiah reminded his people, our God shall fight for us. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 20. Our God shall fight for us. Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that we're now facing some of the most dangerous, difficult, dark days, perhaps in modern history. Now, that doesn't mean we're to crawl under a rock and be silent. Dr. Robert Jeffers just preached a tremendous message to his congregation to remind them that we are going to face persecution as Christians in America. Under the Biden administration, he is on the fast track. I believe he signed now 43 executive orders. All of the executive orders that he signed, not one of those executive orders will be to ingratiate in our hearts and lives peace and prosperity and plenty as a nation, as America has known for all of these centuries. Nothing in his executive orders, but all in those executive orders are designed to take greater and greater control, almost as an emperor with control over the slave servants rather than we, the people, controlling the government. That's on the fast track today, ladies and gentlemen. But I believe that we're facing some of these dangerous days, perhaps more so than in modern history, for our great nation. But under the Biden administration with COVID-19 as the smokescreen, with COVID-19 as the focus on what he's doing and why he's doing something. COVID-19 is the thing that he is claiming that he's making these decisions to protect us, protect our health, to give us the safety and security that he thinks that we're supposed to have coming from the hand of the presidential office. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're doing is we're watching the elitist caused we the people to become slave servants for the elites in Washington. Now, you may disagree. That's all right. Telephone number is 831-0917. If you've got other ideas that you can counter that with to believe otherwise. But ladies and gentlemen, what we have, let me just go down a litany of what we have, what we're faced with, and where we are to get to where I want us to be, to recognize what is taking place that's subtle, that is for many not recognized, and that is the killing, and I believe purposeful killing, the purposeful removing, taking the lives of thousands, hundreds of thousands of citizens under the guise that it's COVID and with the executive orders by the mayors and the governors across our nation. There's some that's doing something about it. And we'll talk about that in this broadcast today. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, COVID mask mandate on the federal level. Here's an article. The Biden administration issues orders for police to begin arresting people caught without masks on their faces and to prosecute them criminally. You heard me right. This article says Americans are now being required to wear masks in planes, trains, buses, subways, taxis, car services, boats, transportation hubs, per the new orders from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention that took effect today. This was dated yesterday, Wednesday. Took effect yesterday. This writer and this particular artist says, well, we told you this would happen if America was to put a Biden administration into power. This is exactly what we foresaw taking place. Just imagine a virus, listen carefully to the rationale in this writer, he's so on target. Just imagine a virus that is so deadly that 99% of everyone infected recovers from it. But you have to wear a mask even while driving alone in your vehicle that with the windows up. The truly sad part is watching the American people just lying down and taking this tyranny. Sometimes when you find yourself on a slippery slope, you can slip so far that there's no coming back from it. That's where we see ourselves today in America at this very moment. This writer further says, the object of terrorism is terrorism. The object of oppression is oppression. The object of torture is torture. The object of murder is murder. The object of power is power. Now, do you begin to understand me? That was George Orwell in his fiction, dystopian novel, 1984. This writer says, students of history will rightly recognize that what we're seeing now is fascism, albeit its early stages, but fascism nonetheless. There's no actual science behind the use here, the abuse and the use here. Just the stupefying dictates of man being asserted on his fellow man, what the object of driving the same into a weaponized state of submission, with the object of driving his fellow man into the state of submission through the weaponization of COVID-19. The article is quite lengthy. I'll pick up one other brief statement. Creating a vast network of law enforcement officials empowered to enforce these mask rules will, of course, provide a handy new excuse, listen, for monitoring and surveilling every citizen. Meanwhile, deputizing federal agents, state authorities, and local cops to enforce transit mask rules will open up all sorts of new police harassment and abuse of the population at any opportunity. The CDC orders also say it's not enough to simply wear a mask. It has to be a certain kind of mask. It can't be a bandana, a scarf, a ski mask, or any other scarf. It can't fit too loosely or too tightly. It can't contain an exhalation valve to be made of some knitted fabric, leather, plastic, or vinyl. Again, that leaves a lot of room for authorities to choose who they will target and who they will try to enforce this upon. And it's a 3-page article, but it's right insightful as to what the writer says in relationship to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, and we need to set the stage for where we're going, about the killing of our elderly today. The seniors are being wiped out on a national level, and perhaps I need to say even on an international level. Here's an article that says, feds enforce new mask order through criminal penalties. An order by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention went into effect Wednesday that requires all individuals to wear masks while on public transportation or in transportation hubs. The order, which won't allow commonly used face coverings such as bandanas or other knitted fabrics, gives federal authorities the power to enforce this with federal criminal penalties. Last month, President Biden signed an order requiring individuals to wear masks on federal property. The CDC specifies the type of mask, how it will be worn, where it will be worn, and who will wear them. Masks are required on planes, trains, buses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, this article is frightening to read, the multi-page article about the CDC and their irrationality in what they're doing. But we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, where we are. And we need, this should enforce in our thoughts and minds the understanding that we need to trust God even more. We need to look to Him in the recognition that all of these things are coming about. And the question is asked in the book of Amos, repeated a number of times by Francis Schaeffer, how should we then live? Based on what we're seeing, how should we respond as Christians? And again, may I remind us that it is the Lord Jesus Christ that can provide the peace that passes all understanding. It's Nehemiah that said to his people, our God shall fight for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not hopeless. We're not helpless. We have the power of God. But we need to understand that as Christians, as conservatives, we're being lined up. We're being identified. We're being put into a category that they feel that they must control and they must enforce their controls on us, because we, the people now, as conservatives and Christians, have become the domestic terrorist as now being identified by the Biden administration. But when it comes to the COVID mask and the mask mandates, here's an article that says, the federal mask cops are to start targeting all travelers today. And it goes on to talk about very much that I've just stated in relationship to that. The CDC reserves the right to enforce through criminal penalties, the agency adds, though it claims not to intend to rely primarily on the criminal penalties. The feds may also implement additional civil measures enforcing these provisions or other orders which may or may not rule within the meaning of the Administration's Procedures Act, but rather in an emergency action. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they've given themselves wiggle room that if the procedures they enacted yesterday, if that doesn't work, they've got enough wiggle room to enact other procedures on emergency basis to further cause us to comply with the federal government and its orders to repress the citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, we the people have become sheeple, and the elitist in the Beltway in Washington have become the emperors that are to snap the whip, as I call it, and we're to jump. It is a sad scenario that we've come to. Here's an article that says the Moderna vaccine causing bizarre side effects. Not only, ladies and gentlemen, are we now going to be forced to wear masks from a federal mandate trickle down to the CDC, that's the enforcement arm, on the premise that we need that for COVID, but it's to further secure the control of the people of the United States of America. And the COVID vaccinations now required to travel, to eat in restaurants, to shops, and go to school. Ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, I've not been forced to get a COVID vaccination yet. You just wait. Emperor Biden has already said that as soon as everybody's got the vaccination that wants to take it, he's going to start sending out the federal troops, military, door to door to provide the vaccination. Now, that providing the vaccination, does that mean that they will force you at the door? I don't know. But it's ominous when they say they're going to send military door to door in a civilian society to provide a vaccination for COVID. And yet they're not telling the full facts. Moderna, for example, Moderna COVID vaccine causing bizarre side effects. These side effects, vaccinations already have been documented to include sore arms at the point of the shot, feeling tired, headaches, feeling achy, feeling sick, having face palsy called Bell's palsy, and even some have died as a result of the vaccination. And more information is coming out each day. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no earthly idea about the long-term effect of these vaccinations on the human body. And yet, state after state after state started this enacting legislation to force the COVID vaccination. Here's an article that says state bar passes mandatory COVID-19 vaccination. That's in the state of New York. We've got other states that are doing the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. Lawmakers consider plan to vaccinate residents by force. And it's the New York lawmakers, New York State. New York lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow the governor to remove anyone deemed to be a threat to the health based on COVID. The plan essentially gives the authorities permission to put citizens behind bars and vaccinate them without due process. The bill is not only a threat to the Constitution of New York and the people of New York, but also to everyone in America if you consider the way certain legislation can spread throughout America in an age and time of crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, they're keeping us in a crisis mode in order to continue to force their will upon the people. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the onset of a total governmentally controlled society rather than being free people in America. And I'm concerned about it because part and parcel of that is literally taking the lives of thousands and, yea, perhaps hundreds of thousands of seniors. There's several million seniors in retirement centers and in areas of rehabilitation in centers that have no control over their lives today because of COVID-19 and governmental orders and placing them there. In fact, Robert Kennedy Jr. responds to the bill to Bill Gates' statement on a mandatory COVID vaccine. In recent weeks, as the pandemic crisis deepens, Bill Gates has been taking interviews casually telling the world that the only solution to the current situation are new vaccines for everyone. He recently told CBS News that mass gatherings will be considered optional until we vaccine the whole world. He's saying, in other words, you can't think about getting together with your family. You can't think about getting together as a church or as a group until, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting us to see is the big picture, to get to the microcosm of what we're talking about with our seniors' lives in jeopardy in these institutions where you can't go in and see them, hospitals, nursing homes, retirement centers, where they're on total lockdown. Families have to speak to them by telephone or through the windows as they go out on the lawn, the side of the buildings, tap on the windows, et cetera, et cetera. It is egregious. It is barbaric. It is unconstitutional. It's unholy. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's illegal. We're going to talk about how that can be resolved in the next few minutes. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, when you mentioned senior citizens, the name Governor Cuomo came up. As you know, he's desperately trying to prevent the media from discovering the incompetence that he has, probably caused the death of hundreds of elderly people. Truly, we are in perilous times. And the phrase, fear not, I've heard is in the Bible over 200 times. The Chinese Communist Party has bought and paid for the stolen elections. The Chinese has joined with the Biden crime family, who are up to their necks in pay-to-play money, Chinese money. Big tech has blatantly censored conservatives and Christians. But when God was finished with Pharaoh and the Egyptians, they begged the Jews to leave Egypt. David felled Goliath with a slingshot. The fiery furnace had no power over Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I can go on and on, but all these forces are no match for God. He knows what's going on, and it ain't over till it's over.
Absolutely, brother. And that's what I want our listeners to understand today. God is in charge. God is in control. God is sovereign. But nevertheless, we see what man is doing. But we ought not to fear government. We ought to honor and recognize and reverence God in the realization and the recognition that he's got it all in control. And as is found in Revelation, the 11th chapter, with God's two witnesses, they were two, as I call them, ragtag preachers. And the scripture very clearly says that Satan could not take their lives until God had finished with their testimony, till their testimony was done. So God is sovereign, God's in control, and nothing can take place without it coming through his hands. And our listeners today, Joseph, I believe, needs to understand that we need to turn to God, turn back to God, recognize God, and ask God to intervene and to heal our land. That's the only hope that we have. But the only way we'll know what to do and how to do is if we know the enemy, know what the enemy is doing, know what the enemy's modus operandi is, and understand then what is taking place around us rather than living in fear, hysteria, and hiding under the bed or in a closet because of the fear. But you're exactly right. And I am so thankful for your insight and your wisdom on that. Brother, keep on looking up. Lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the overview of where we are and what's taking place to get to the point of talking about the very serious, serious, barbaric things that's happening in America today in relationship to these lockdowns and COVID, under the guise of COVID, that's killing our seniors. Some states are doing something about it. Here's an article that says South Carolina legislation looks to ban mandatory vaccinations. That's, I believe, just one of just a few states that's now in the process of doing that because of seeing the danger of this on the forefront. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour. We'll have our news. Following that, we'll continue our conversation on Let's Face the Issues Today. Don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.